Muito obrigado a todos pela vossa presença. Sr. Presidente da República, Sra. Secretária-Geral Adjunta do Conselho da Europa, Sra. Presidente da Delegação da Assembleia da República à Assembleia Parlamentar do Conselho da Europa, em representação do seu Presidente, Sr. Presidente do Comitê Executivo do Centro Norte-Sul do Conselho da Europa, Sr. Diretor Executivo do Centro Norte-Sul, laureados do Prémio Norte-Sul, Sra. Laura Papa e Sr. Dr. Joaquim Chissano, Sr. Presidente do Supremo Tribunal Administrativo, Sr. Dr. Jorge Sampaio, Srs. Membros do Governo, Sra. e Srs. Vice-Presidentes da Assembleia da República, Sra. Procuradora-Geral da República, Sr. Provedor de Justiça, Sras. E Srs. Deputados, membros do Corpo Diplomático, demais entidades convidadas, minhas senhoras e meus senhores. Desde 1995, o Centro Norte-Sul do Conselho da Europa atribui o Prémio Norte-Sul a duas personalidades que se tenham destacado internacionalmente pelo seu desempenho a favor da promoção da solidariedade Norte-Sul. O diálogo Norte-Sul é, de facto, um imperativo que ganhou força no pós-Guerra Fria. Não perdeu, infelizmente, atualidade. Muito pelo contrário, apesar do aprofundamento da globalização económica, apesar de muitos terem saído da pobreza, persistem gritantes desigualdades entre os dois hemisférios e dentro dos países, tendo-se acentuado as crises ambientais e as crises migratórias. Sem diálogo, sem cooperação, sem apoio ao desenvolvimento, não seremos capazes de alcançar o justo equilíbrio e as condições necessárias.
I believe that Portugal, through its cultural insertion throughout the world, will have something to say on this. I believe that Europe, especially after and in the midst of so many alerts, in particular after the referendum of the United Kingdom, will emerge from the crisis it has suffered, and it will become a beacon for development and a point of reference for the promotion of democracy and human rights throughout the world. Europe has greater experience in the United Nations, and it can work for countries in development and for consolidating democratic institutions and human rights throughout the world. Democracy cannot be forced upon people without dealing with their realities, nevertheless. It cannot be subjected to cynical realpolitik conversations between states and ignoring a better world for ordinary people. It has to be a motor for justice and eliminating inequalities. And economic growth only makes sense if it is shown so that everybody can share in the fruits. We want, therefore, regulated globalization. We need to strengthen respect for human beings throughout the world. In that respect, we have to congratulate the Supreme Court of Angola, which has recently released 15 political activists. This shows how this can operate. By rewarding certain personalities, the Council of Europe shows the significance of working for people. It shows that rights are universal, and it highlights the moves which they are involved in promoting. Laura Papa, first of all, she has played a major role in Greece on behalf of the more fragile, in particular amongst migrant and refugee children, to help their integration and to prevent risks with the abuse of trafficking. The Foundation of Action for Migrants and Development has already benefited over 3,000 children. Countries such as Greece are faced by a humanitarian crisis, and in that case, such initiatives are more relevant than ever. Joaquim Chissano needs no introduction in this country. He was deeply responsible for creating democratic institutions, of creating development and peace in Angola. He was a fighter of and for freedom. In recent years, he has played a successful role in international, various international fora, and has gained a number of awards. He displays the spirit of dialogue which this prize honours. I shall now pass the floor on to the the Executive Director of the North-South Centre.
Senhor Presidente, faz favor, tem a palavra.
Chair, you have the floor.
Monsieur le Président de la République du Portugal.
Mr. President of the Republic, Mr. Speaker, members of the Portuguese Parliament, Madam Chair of the Portuguese delegation to the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, Madam Deputy Secretary General of the Council of Europe, laureates, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. I'm overjoyed at seeing us again coming together this year inside this very symbolic venue, the Portuguese Parliament, for the 2015 North-South Prize ceremony of the North-South Centre of the Council of Europe. It is in my capacity as the chair of its executive committee that I would first like to underscore the constant support given by Portuguese authorities to the North-South Centre. After its creation in 1990, wherein the government of Portugal evidenced a permanent support and a considerable support to the centre's activities so as to strengthen intercultural dialogue and world interdependence. In this regard, I would like to address our fullest gratitude and thanks to Portuguese authorities, and more particularly I would like to pay tribute to their support and their involvement in two major events organised by the North-South Centre, the Lisbon Forum, an international level event that from 94 onwards has brought together the stakeholders from different countries around seminal international issues, and the North-South Prize organised from 95 onwards, which, as the case is today, brings us together so as to exalt two personalities that have illustrated themselves in an exemplary manner throughout, thanks to their engagement in favour of the universal values of mankind. The 2015 North-South Prize is this year awarded to our guests, who honour us with their presence. Ms. Laura Papa, the founder of Meta Drasi, an action platform for the migration and development in Greece, and Mr. Joaquim Chissano, former President of the Republic of Mozambique, present chair of the Chissano Foundation, which promotes social, economic and cultural development projects. Dear laureates, we exalt today your values and your beliefs that guided your actions and your commitments in favour of fairer, more society, fairer societies of greater solidarity and a more humane world. Allow me to develop further your respective records. Ms. Laura Papa, very early on you became committed at field level in Greece within an NGO, the Greek Council for Refugees, and thereafter the National Foundation for the Youth under the Ministry of Education for 15 years. You have greatly fostered coordinating actions to the benefit of asylum seekers, and today even more so thanks to your role of consultant and advocate at the United Nations Agency for the Refugees. Meta Drasi, the organisation that you founded and that you today chair, made it possible throughout its 6 years to help more than 3,700 unaccompanied minors, but also to organise more than 345,000 individual interpretation assignments to welcome and foster the inclusion of refugees and migrants. Yours is the only organisation which has permanent presence across 11 cities in Greece. The Foster Network for Unaccompanied Minors, GNUM, that you've launched and which ensures specialised guidance to those who are most vulnerable, unaccompanied minors, fostering their children's rights. A great quite many children arrive alone in Greece, either because they lost their parents or because they were forced to split paths. These children come from countries where very often violence and conflicts prevail. The noble project in which Laura Papa became committed, ladies and gentlemen, made it possible to over 450 children to benefit from humanitarian care day and night with a view to ensuring their fundamental rights, namely to be supported, protected and acknowledged as children. Let me remind you the Eurostat figure, that's the statistics unit from the European Union, that has numbered, that has underscored the figure of 90,000, i.e. Unaccompanied minors arriving in Europe, and this for the single year 2015. Other than congratulating you for what you've done, madam, I would like to pay public tribute and speak to my respect and admiration. And more than ever, I wish that your projects will be taken and exported to a wider scale. You are undoubtedly a source of inspiration, and today more than ever, not just to respond to urgent challenges which Europe as a whole must rise up to, but also to show the path to be followed on this solidarity way, and thus respond, honour our responsibilities as institutions, but also and mainly as citizens. Mr. President Joaquim Chissano, your commitment has led your country, Mozambique, towards reconciliation and peace, towards stable democracy and economic progress after a civil strife that lasted for 16 years up until 1982. An active member of FRELIMO, the Mozambican Liberation Front, ever since its setting up in 1962, you were one of the key negotiators in Mozambican independence in 1974. Thereafter, as the Prime Minister of the transitional government, the foreign affairs minister, and then the president of the republic from 86 to 2005, a period during which you managed to strike a peace agreement with the rebellious forces in the country. You were thereafter appointed, you were also appointed at the head of the African Union from July 2003 to July 2004. The North-South Prize is awarded you for your political track record as the defender of liberty and for your commitments in favour of democratic values. The North-South Prize acknowledges and honours equally your important contribution outside your country's borders. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Joaquim Chissano is member of the honorary committee of the Chirac Foundation, launched in 2008 to act in favour of peace across the world, and a founding member and an honorary member of the Sergio Vieira de Mello Foundation. The Chissano Foundation, chaired by the President, fosters development projects and favours the active participation of civil society with a view to fostering reconciliation after civil strife. Both our laureates have stood out from the crowd thanks to their long-term commitment to fair and noble causes and values, democracy and solidarity. I would also like to underscore the common share of point they share, which is a principle that breathes life into the North-South Centre, its mission and its activities. Ms. Papa has worked in favour of the networking of different NGOs, governmental agencies and local authorities so as to better coordinate actions in favour of asylum seekers. As an HCR consultant for 7 years now, she's been fostering coordination and cooperation amongst all stakeholders involved in welcoming refugees and migrant populations. Both our laureates have devoted their lives throughout this year, 2015, a marking year at so many different levels that will be long remembered in our worldwide geopolitics. This year puts us in mind of the too many tragic events that struck the world, the increase in radicalism and violence, intensification of conflicts, and the humanitarian crisis of which the populations escaping violence and conflicts fall prey to. This year has evidenced geopolitical risks which heretofore stayed away from our European borders and have now achieved an extremely high level across the world, bringing to light shortcomings or inadequacies in political response vis-à-vis humanitarian emergencies and the difficulties of our institutions to rise up to their role in respecting fundamental rights and international law. The Syrian conflict is a dreadful example of the catastrophic human consequences engendered by the difficulties found by our institutional systems in responding to humanitarian emergencies and into giving pride of place to human dignity. Other situations, as equally tragic, not that well known in media terms, are also afflicting the world today. 2015 was equally the most murdering year in history for migrants and refugees having crossed the Mediterranean with a view to achieving to getting to European coasts, with over 3,700 deaths. This is unacceptable. It's imperious to institute a joint framework to protect migrant populations and a migration policy whose implementation must be steeped in reality that we have must come to terms with, and in the human rights framework. Solutions that must be found can no longer be built on unfounded hypotheses which turn forced migration into a crime. Responses such as detention only increase the vulnerability of migrants and further open the door to human rights violations. It is along this line and within the framework of its strengthening of democratic processes in Europe and in neighbouring countries, namely through the strengthening of the role of civil society, namely the one to be played by youth and women alike, that the North-South Centre is about to organise its next Lisbon Forum on the topic of migrations so as to work on axes that may prove useful to governance actors, thus making it possible, I hope, that decisions and actions be undertaken in this field. 2015 was also a year of balance stock-taking and definition of the new SDGs of the United Nations. These important progresses show us the way and tell us that it is possible to sustain collective effort to act in favour of sustainable development in our societies for a global development based on the international cooperation which is also required and that we are sure will benefit us all, because we cannot forget that despite progress achieved, there's still a long path ahead of us. The values of democracy and human rights are today unfortunately at stake. Regarding the duties which are ours, it's no longer about promoting these values. We must translate them in acts and actions lest they lose sense. In light of the emergency in contemporaneous geopolitics, it's no longer about confronting them, but our viewpoints and our solutions. It's no longer about working in isolation, but together. Both our laureates, allow me to once again state that your example shows a light on the path that we must tread, be it at the level of civil society or at governmental level. Whether it's about acting on behalf of an institution or on one's individual behalf, or whether it's about acting within the framework of our mission or with a view to fostering human and humanitarian values, just like Ms. Laura Papa and Mr. Joaquin Chissano, it's all about working in for the benefit of the dignity of human life and bearing witness of humanity, knowledge and clearness of spirit in our choices. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for your attention.
Thank you. President of the Executive Committee of the North-South Centre, now the President of the Delegation of the European Parliament to the Assembly, Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, Catarina Mendes, you have the floor.
Senhor Presidente da República.
President of the Republic, President of the Speaker of the Portuguese Parliament, Executive Director of the North-South Centre, laureates, Joaquim Chissano, Laura Papa. Ladies and gentlemen, it's an honour to represent the Assembly, Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe at this prize-giving ceremony for the North-South Centre. The North-South Prize of the Council of Europe since 1995 has strengthened the importance of solidarity and interdependence amongst all of us. It highlights personalities, it defends and promotes human rights and pluralistic democracy, and promotes intercultural dialogue and strengthening partnerships between the North and South. I am Portuguese, and I believe that the existence of the North-South Centre and its mandate is a reason for celebration for Democrats, and it honours Portugal, the fact that it's established in Portugal. I should like to appreciate the ambassador has carried out to maintain this centre. This is a prize which establishes parity between men and women, parity between the North and the South, the parity between the affirmation of democracy from society's viewpoint and through civil society. Former President Chissano remembering that those of us were born free, which is my case, was a privilege. Previously, people had been prejudiced against because of their colour, because of their origin, etc. You could have been a successful doctor, but in fact, your struggle for freedom led you to another career. You carried out a war of liberation. You lived through a civil war. You became a charismatic president. You constructed peace with your internal adversaries and with countries which threatened your own. You won free elections, and you stood down when you could have been constitutionally re-elected, showing a democratic humility comparable with that of Nelson Mandela, and that example should be more often followed in Africa. President Chissano, you dedicated all of your life to defending human rights and the rights of the poor and peace. These are fundamental viewpoints of the Council of Europe, and these are good reasons for awarding this prize to you today. Laura Papa, through your example, you demonstrate the fundamental values of Europe in one of the fields which they are so threatened today. We have to remember that the Council of Europe was created within an ambience of an environment which must not be repeated, the horrors of war and the social consequences of that war. The times in which we live are difficult times, in which the refugee crisis, the future of the European Union, and the institutions which feed the dream of an increasingly united Europe mean that we have to think about these issues deeply. The organizations which you have established promote solidarity, and it's a signal of hope. But solidarity is built through acts of solidarity, not through mere proclamations. When the world is going through a deep humanitarian crisis, Europe, as an institutional universe, has not shown itself to be up to the challenge. But there are Europeans that show how it could and should be different, and it shows how so much of what is happening in the world is incorrect and wrong. Laura Papa, who founded Meta Drasi, in short communication with refugees coming from their own countries, providing interpreting and communication services, creating a linguistic bridge, amongst others, between one another side of the Mediterranean. That should be highlighted, and it's a reason for feeling pride. Laura Papa was not happy to sit silent. She was as dissatisfied with the action of governments in the face of children who were coming to Europe unaccompanied and were receiving deplorable reception, and she ensured that foster families were able to welcome them. Laura Popper showed that human rights are, according to question, here and now. We're not looking at in the past, and we're not talking about other places. It's happening now in our own Europe. Your NGO and other NGOs that work in Greece and throughout Europe shows that Europe is and always has been an organization of citizens who are dedicated. It's a Europe of human rights, which the Council of Europe is the bastion of that. Thank you, Joaquin Chissano. Thank you very much, Laura Papa. The Council of Europe, representing over 800 million people, thanks your contribution for a better Europe. We need more and better Europe, more clarity, and that is the role of the Assembly Parliament, Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe now, and it will continue to be so in the future. Thank you.
Obrigado, senhora presidente.
Thank you, of the President of the Parliamentary Assembly of the Portuguese Parliament to the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe. And now I would like to call the Deputy Secretary General of the Council of Europe, Ms. Gabriela Bataini Dragoni. You have the floor.
President of the Republic of Portugal, President of the Assembly of the Republic, distinguished members of government and parliamentarians of the Assembly of the Republic, President of the Portuguese Parliamentary Delegation to the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, President of the Executive Committee of the North-South Centre, distinguished laureates of the North-South Prize, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, you have heard from the previous speakers about the incredible achievements of the two individuals we are here to celebrate. And shortly, you will hear from them directly. So let me just draw one parallel, which I believe is particularly worth highlighting today. Despite their different backgrounds, Laura Papa and Joaquim Chissano have both decided to keep their faith in people. And I'm glad that the North-South Centre of the Council of Europe has been able to identify them and bring to light their willingness to keep fighting for the things they believe in, even when odds have not been in their favour. And it is obvious that they have chosen to trust people and their capacity to change their fortunes, given the right opportunities, and this with a clear understanding of the importance of solidarity and interdependence. Whether we are talking about emancipating millions from poverty through work and education, whether we are talking about transforming the lives of young people and migrants otherwise pushed into the shadows of our societies. At the Council of Europe, the continent's human rights watchdog and guardian of the European Convention on Human Rights, we have trust in people, too. Yet, looking around today, particularly in Europe, we see a great deal of pessimism, a mood and mindset that are in stark contrast to the positive and constructive approach to the world embodied in Mrs. Papa and Mr. Chissano. Across many of our 47 member states, we see anger at elites, frustration at politics, and a loss of faith in institutions, national and international. we see a rising tide of xenophobia, antisemitism, Islamophobia, homophobia, hate crime. Just last month, one of our members came within inches of electing Europe's first far-right leader since the Second World War. In many places, we see a politics of blame and resentment gaining traction, as well as a movement towards greater insularity. Just 1 week ago, to the surprise of the continent, a leading European state chose to walk away from the European Union. And as states deal with an increasingly insecure environment, fueled by the surge in violent extremism also on European soil, as well as the ongoing refugee crisis, increasingly, from governments seeking to counter terrorism and tighten their borders, we also see imprudent and uncoordinated responses, which at times show insufficient regard for international law. We are, I am afraid, living in fragmented times, politically and economically, and in terms of our security and identity. I, however, have also chosen not to be pessimist. Across Europe and beyond, as Mr. Scisano will attest, are citizens, organizations, and authorities who cherish democracy, liberty, and the rule of law, and who recognize that these are the foundations of lasting prosperity and peace. Active and socially minded citizens who may not have reached the heights of Laura Papa and Joachim Scisano, but who share their spirit and their view of an open and tolerant society. Organizations such as the North-South Center, which are dedicated to advancing dialogue between regions, nations, and people, which strives day in and day out to deepen the ties between societies across borders on the basis of common values. And, by the way, let me say how pleased I am that Romania and Tunisia will now be joining the Center as its newest members and, in time, contribute to its outreach. And authorities, like those right here in Portugal, where the state understands the importance of international obligations and of working closely with its neighbors and allies. Portugal makes many contributions to the Council of Europe. One which I attach a lot of importance to is the highly active role that this country is playing in our new flagship education initiative, in which we, as does the North-South Center, also thanks to a strong strategic partnership with the European Union, are developing a groundbreaking framework for teaching democratic citizenship, specifically for teaching young people how to live as democratic citizens in diverse societies. And we see it as a crucial means to fostering more inclusive societies. And I should like to single out Lisbon, in particular, as a dynamic member of our Intercultural Cities program, which brings together a network of over 90 cities throughout the world who seek to learn from each other in order to manage their diversity more effectively. Something which may interest Laura Papa in particular is that Lisbon is leading the way in demonstrating the importance of integrating migrants, communities through business by supporting migrant enterprises, as well as integrating newcomers into the wider workforce. Examples such as this should continue to encourage us in our work, just as our laureates must. We cannot deny that the forces of division are alive and kicking in Europe today, but we do not have to accept it. I don't for a second believe that Laura Papa and Joachim Chissano would accept it. On the contrary, as we have heard, in their different ways, both continue to act as champions for dialogue, solidarity, and fundamental human rights. The treatment of migrants and refugees in Greece and elsewhere is at the top of the Council of Europe's agenda, as it is for Laura Papa. Indeed, our Secretary General has made the welfare of unaccompanied minors a top priority. We also continue to work with our neighbors to the south towards the common end of good governance. And today it gives me great pleasure to see the prize extend our window to the south, to Mozambique. So, dear laureates, as we continue and as you continue your work in your respective fields, I would like to extend our wishes for your every success and our warmest support. Your achievements are a source of hope. They remind us why we should reject the fatalism of others and continue to strive for a better world. And they remind us what is possible when we believe in ourselves and each other. I thank you not only for what you have done, but what you will inspire others to do as we work together to pull Europe and the world back on a tolerant, open and inclusive path. Thank you.
Muito obrigado, Senhora Secretária-Geral Adjunta do Conselho da Europa. Tenho agora a honra.
Thank you very much, Madam Deputy Secretary General of the Council of Europe, and it is now my honour to invite the President of the Republic to award the prizes to Laura Papa and Joachim Chissano. And I will now ask the laureate, Laura Papa, to please take the floor.
Monsieur le Président de la République.
Mr. President, Mr. Speaker, Chair of the Executive Committee of the North-South Centre of the Council of Europe, Madam Chair of the Portuguese Delegation to the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, Madam Deputy Secretary General of the Council of Europe, Your Excellencies, Ladies and Gentlemen. I'm very moved to be awarded this prize by one of Europe's major institutions, an organisation entrusted with guarding the moral and humanitarian conscience of Europe, a force to protect human rights, democracy and the cooperation amongst peoples. It is equally a major honour for me to be awarded this prize this year, together with President Chissano, a man whose contribution was decisive to the independence and democratic transformation of his country, Mozambique, a man of action who fervently continues to foster his activities in order to consolidate peace, social, economic development and culture across the African continent. I'm also particularly happy to be awarded this prize here in Portugal, a country which bears concrete witness to its solidarity through its refugees relocalization program, refugees arriving in Greece, that is. When, during the meetings I held over these past 2 days with both Portuguese authorities and civil society, I became aware how much more Portugal is willing to do so as to welcome even more people, namely unaccompanied minors. I'm really very moved by such solidarity. Ladies and gentlemen, I dedicate this North-South Prize of the Council of Europe to the anonymous thousands of Greeks, Europeans and world citizens who were able to walk in another's shoes. Such other escaping conflicts, hunger or poverty in trying to save their lives and the lives of their families. I oftentimes think of the magnificent play by Aeschylus, The Suppliants, the seminal tragedy about the other and how to deal with the foreigner within a democratic framework. Such a play, amongst the most beautiful and most moving ones from antiquity, is scattered a thought process on the right of asylum, a right which goes hand in hand with hospitality and the integration of foreigners. Of course, my gratitude goes particularly to all those active within and around Meta Trasi, an NGO active on the field from 2010 onwards. I find myself here in Portugal together with a great many of such individuals who paid their own way here to Lisbon to stand as tokens of such recognition. The women and men who oftentimes unknowingly are the direct guardians of human rights, social workers, volunteers, advocates, interpreters, coordinators. I thank them from the bottom of my heart because they made it possible what 20 years ago looked impossible in Greece, to help towards appropriate homes the thousands of children and minors arriving unaccompanied on Greek soil and who found themselves in detention centres or in deplorable conditions, to win over their trust, to protect them, to advise them, to find the best possible solution for and with these children through the innovating foster network. It's a daily race against the clock to set up welcoming structures so that these children, today numbering over 1,500, without adequate shelter, do not stay one further day in a situation of detention, exposed to trafficking networks. Since February last, Meta Drazi has set up an action which symbolizes the very sense of solidarity, a sponsoring, a short-term sponsoring system for unaccompanied minors that has given to hundreds of families the possibility of speaking their minds, their humanitarianism, and throwing open the door to their homes and the door to their hearts so as to take in another family member, a foreign child, as if it were their own. As to the 300 interpreters in our organization, a great many of whom were themselves refugees, speaking 33 languages and dialects, they've helped thousands of refugees and migrants, seeing their right to communication come true so as to be able to express their needs, their physical or psychic woes, to share their desperation, their dreams, their unhappiness, their deepest secrets. These interpreters assisted hundreds of doctors, of policemen, of other NGO professionals, enabling them to go beyond the language barrier and thus to help these people. Oftentimes, these interpreters were called upon to take part in identification procedures of corpses by their next of kin. And I ask you, how may one stay professional and neutral in such a situation? How may one not weep, not embrace, not mourn with a father or mother who are called upon to witness a body, the lifeless body of their child, which they must bury in foreign soil? The energy of desperation and the strength of hopefulness that move human beings oftentimes lead me to ponder on the very powerful photographs of Sebastián Salgado and how close they are to the situations that we meet daily and in which, with devotion, with fervor and in a constant manner, we continue to ensure assistance, not because we pity, but because we respect and we turn dignity into a byword. Dear friends, oftentimes humanitarianism is to be found in looks, in smiles, in handshakes. Concomitantly, it's all about becoming creative, brave, effective, and despite rudimentary means, with patience and humility, to look for concrete solutions to problems which oftentimes seem insurmountable. The efforts undertaken bear witness to the fact that it's always possible, even for an organization acting locally, to transform, to change somewhat this vast world towards a greater level of fraternity. As a Greek citizen, I feel myself concomitantly from the north and the south, the east and the west. I inhabit a country which historically and geographically has always had strong ties with different civilizations and cultures, but which has today become a mortal precipice, a dead end, a stopgap country which is supposed to stop migration flows to other European Union countries. Furthermore, Greece is called upon to manage with Turkey an extremely fragile and contested agreement within the framework of the respect for the letter and spirit of the human rights and the Geneva Convention. Conditions are difficult in Greece for action because of the economic crisis, but circumstances are infinitely more difficult for refugees, migrants, and the uprooted ones. The quest for funds, which are always scarce, is of course an important issue, but we should not underestimate political and institutional obstacles, the absence of a coordination policy, and foremost, the problems raised by the long procedures of the bureaucratic monster, that cold and slow monster. Ladies and gentlemen, our destiny is but the sum total of our decisions. The fate of each one of us and the fate of all of us is interdependent and mutually influencing. The same goes to Greek olive groves. They too depend on the survival of the Amazonian forest. Our well-being depends on the well-being of those around us, and we share a joint responsibility vis-a-vis this world. Each one of us, personally, must rise up to his or her own responsibilities, as Kazantzakis once wrote, "It is my duty, and mine alone, to save the earth. If it is not saved, then I alone am to blame. In the classical, in classical Athens, as you perhaps know, those citizens who did not want to be involved in society's common business were called idiots, from the word idios, which means one's own, private. Today, in our global world, we notice the appearance of a new form of idiocy afflicting regions and even whole countries that choose to withdraw from the business of all a facile but relatively irresponsible response. Against the present backdrop of crisis, of increase in nationalism and xenophobia, the political powers that be, the international and European institutions, as well as the organisations of civil society, share an immense responsibility to safeguard the fundamental democratic principles and to manage humanely migration flows. We live in an era of freedom of circulation of goods and capitals. How then could we stop the movement of human beings? All the more so, inasmuch as we are dealing with human beings fighting for their life, having perhaps even gone beyond the fear of death. Indifference, mistrust, isolation, i.e. the fear of the other, not just cut oneself off from the other, but they cut oneself off from ourselves, from what's most human in us, from what's light, life, energy, enthusiasm and joy in us. Solidarity, joint action, collective dynamics in fostering, in benefiting those who suffer and who've lost all, will not just allow us to support and aid them, but they will cause us to grow ourselves, they will nourish us, and they will help us getting beyond ourselves. Therefore, to welcome, to protect, to aid those who need us in the exact same manner that we would like to be welcomed, protected, and aided if we walked in their shoes, has nothing of a feat. It's a natural and spontaneous movement coming from the heart. That's why I join Einstein in saying that only a life lived for others is a life worthwhile. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Laura Papa. Now I call Laureate Joaquin Chissano. Please, sir, you have the floor.
Su Excelencia.
President of the Portuguese Republic, Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa. Speaker of the Portuguese Assembly, Eduardo Ferro Rodrigues. Members of Parliament of the Portuguese Parliament and members of the Government of the Portuguese Republic. President of the Executive Committee of the North-South Centre, Jean-Marie Haidt. Laura Papa, my co-laureate and founder of the NGO Meta Drassi. Guests, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. I feel considerably honoured and flattered to have been awarded the 2015 North Sound Prize by the European Centre for global independence and solidarity of the Council of Europe. This award is a recognition of the contribution and active involvement of the Mozambican people in a common search for solutions for the major challenges of the world in which we live, in order to promote and defend national interests. Such interests, which fall within the context of creating the Mozambican nation, have always had the strategic aim of continuing to raise the standard of economic, social and cultural life of the Mozambican people in an atmosphere of peace and stability. Thus, I dedicate this award to the heroic Mozambican people who resisted and overcame colonial domination, faced the anachronistic dictates of the Cold War, survived the political and economic boycott and military aggressions of South Rhodesia and the apartheid regime, resisted and overcame the war of destabilization imposed upon it from outside right after its independence, and achieved peace and national reconciliation within the country. Over 30 years of aggression and destruction affected an impoverished and highly vulnerable people. We in Mozambique are still suffering from the negative effects of the crises faced by the world economy, and particularly the effects of the various oil crises and other international constraints which have resulted in unequal relations which persist and have always persisted in the international order, and which have been at the basis of the launch of North-South Dialogue. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, dialogue between the North and the South is historically associated with the claims of developing countries which have, in international fora, expressed their deep concern with the prevalence of an anachronistic and unbalanced international economic system dominated by the rich North, and have called for the establishment of a fairer and more equitative system. The debate around this matter culminated in 1974 with the adoption by the General Assembly of the United Nations of the new international economic order. The objective of that was to reduce the disparity of power in economic relations between industrialized countries and developing countries. It was within that context, in 1977, the then president of the World Bank, Robert McNamara, established an independent commission for questions of international development, commonly known as the North-South Commission, to examine the issue of economic and international economic relations. And he invited the leading German politician, Willy Brandt, to head the commission. That commission, in 1980, submitted its North-South report, also known as the Brandt Report, which recognized that the international economic system was asymmetrical and unsustainable, dominated by a rich North, which garnered the majority of the benefits, while the South dealt with poverty, fragility, and social instability. Within this dark framework, the Commission called for the reform of the system then existing to create more fair relationships, more equitable relationships, and greater interdependence, so that socio-economic development and prosperity could be a reality throughout the world. These conclusions arise from the new international order adopted by the Assembly General of the United Nations in 1974. The new international economic order and a North-South dialogue for equality, justice, equity and interdependence laid forth by the Brandt Commission did not produce the hoped-for results owing to the ideological anachronism of the Cold War, which continued to hold the world divided into two antagonistic blocs. However, its noble ideas, which influenced the political thought of liberation movements and recently independent countries of the time, are still valid today. Perhaps they are more valid than ever. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, since its foundation, Frelimo, the Mozambican Liberation Front, has always been concerned with gaining the friendship of other peoples, including the Portuguese people, as part of its efforts to mobilize support for its fight for national independence and the sharing of common values between people. At that time, Frelimo was aware of the value of interdependence between independent people. No countries, no matter how developed it might be, can live in isolation, ignoring the contribution of less developed countries for its sustainability. During the fight for national liberation, we took systematic steps to promote cooperation with the whole world. In states which supported our fight, we cooperated with those peoples and those governments, while in states which supported our enemies, we merely cooperated with the peoples of those countries. Thus, from all corners of the world, we received political, moral, material, and financial support, which we used in a sovereign and independent way to achieve the objectives of our struggle. That process of mobilizing wide-range support in countries with the widest range of political orientations and reality cemented within Mozambicans the understanding of the value of dialogue, which has been long practiced within Frelimo. In fact, Frelimo, having been created by citizens from a number of different geographic areas with different ethnic and social strata, levels of education, political outlook and ideological beliefs, means that debate and dialogue within the organization has always been open and deep, and this has contributed intensely for its cohesion and the unity of its vision in the difficult process of the fight for national independence. In this process, we learned that dialogue has not always been easy, and it does not always produce immediate results. The more complex the subject being debated is, more patience and persistence are required to achieve our commitments. But nevertheless, there are no winners nor vanquished. Everybody has to be a winner. That experience has been consolidated through dialogue with other national liberation strength forces within our region and outside, and in international fora, where we have understood and accepted that we all need and we all depend on each other to achieve common objectives. It's that experience which, after the proclamation of our independence, has guided our diplomacy and our way of relating with other states. For us, independence, which was recently conquered, meant the ability to be able to choose and freely follow the economic and political system which we chose, always bearing in mind this search for the resources required to lift up the standard of living of the Mozambican people. We understood that that could only be achieved within a context of fairer international relations in which the interests of all states on our planet would find their space to exist in a dignified way. For that reason, our participation in the widest range of international fora has always been guided by the need to seek compromises which fit in with our national interests within the framework of accommodating everybody's interest. As an expression of solidarity with other people, we have welcomed and we have given all forms of support to liberation movements, to refugees, to those pursued and persecuted by other countries, particularly in Africa, Asia, and Latin America. We, Mozambicans, have the experience of being refugees, and we have the experience of supporting refugees. Therefore, I fully understand the supportive work carried out by Laura Papa, founder of the Meta Andrassi NGO, supporting refugees and migrants. It's with great pleasure that we congratulate her, and it's with great satisfaction that we share with her the prize which has been awarded to us by the North-South Centre. We hope that the award will serve to stimulate and continue her work. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, dialogue has been a constant instrument in the search for solutions to the challenges to our growth and development. Within that framework, at the beginning of the 1990s, we launched talks with RENAMO, which culminated with the signing of the Rome Agreement on the 4th of October 1992, which put end to the destabilizing war which was imposed upon us from outside shortly after we proclaimed independence. It was through a process of wide-ranging national dialogue that we spent 2 years, from 1988 to 1990, discussing the preliminary draft of the constitutional texts submitted for contributions from the entire nation. That process reached its apogee with the adoption of the new constitution in 1990, which gave primacy to the fundamental freedoms and rights of ordinary people. It adopted a multi-party political system and a market economy, so opening more space for participation of ordinary people in political, economic, and social life within the country. Since then, our country has been through a period of economic and social growth and development, which have been notable, and it's our belief that it was the transformations which we adopted which were successful and which enabled national reconciliation. Although there are still issues at stake, because in a country with a history of armed conflict as ours, the work is never done. We see today that peace is again threatened in Mozambique because of attacks carried out by armed men from RENAMO in the centre of the country. Once again, dialogue is called upon to find solutions and bring an end to such attacks. A meeting is currently being prepared between our president, Philippe Jacinto Nyusi, and the leader of the RENAMO, Afonso Olakama. I believe that from this greatly awaited meeting, we will find a compromise which will bring peace back to the Mozambican people, and which will give them back the space that they need to continue to fully enjoy their human rights and intensify the fight against poverty. President of the Republic, Speaker, ladies and gentlemen, we live in a world in upheaval, which is lurching from one crisis to another. The challenges of social inequalities in our countries, poverty, the lack of good governance, and climate threats, which are affecting all of us and which are getting worse, within a climate of unfair international relations, which seem to resist every effort to be resolved within that framework, we can expect an increase in the frequency and the intensity of conflicts motivated by the search for justice and equity. The challenges of North-South dialogue are still alive and they're still valid. The world is still divided between a developed, rich, highly industrialized and prosperous North and an undeveloped, poor, unstable and unviable South. We still witness the worsening of imbalances resulting from an unfair world economic system. The maintenance of that situation is unsustainable and catastrophic, as well as being incomprehensible. The crisis of immigration to Europe and conflicts in Africa and in the Middle East are the result and the expression of these imbalances, which have already threatened the stability of international organizations such as the European Union. I'm convinced that the Council of Europe has a highly important role to play in seeking ways of reversing this trend through North-South dialogue, which is reinvigorated, it has to be robust, and all of this will be based on the work of its North-South Centre. President, Speaker, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I did not want to round off without talking to a recent event which took place here in Portugal, in Cascais. The meeting of men and women of two countries, Mozambique and Portugal, in a forum for economic and social development, a forum for discussion, but also a forum for decision-making, a starting point for constructing the bridge which unites the North and the South. Through Portugal and between Portugal and Mozambique. And we believe that that bridge unites not only Africa and Europe, but all continents, united by similar bridges. I would like to congratulate everybody who participated. And I believe that that conference is an example of the efforts being made by the North-South Centre and is appropriate to mention in this ceremony which we are present at today. I'd like to thank everybody for everybody who is being here today, and I hope that you will bring this spirit of dialogue and the spirit of bridge building back to your places of work, those of you who have come from other countries, as you go back to your own countries. To finish, I would like to express my thanks for the distinction which has been granted me that only increases my responsibility as a member of the club of all of those who are fighting for a better world for everybody. Thank you very much for having the kindness to listen to me.
Obrigado pelas suas palavras, Joaquim.
Thank you very much, Joaquim Chissano. We will now listen to His Excellency, the President of the Republic.
Da Assembleia da República.
Mr. Speaker, illustrious laureates, Chief Justice, Jorge Sampaio, Vice Speakers, Attorney General, Secretaries of State, Deputy Secretary General of the Council of Europe, Chair of the Portuguese Parliament's Delegation to the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, Chair of the Executive Committee of the North-South Centre, Executive Director of the North-South Centre, Ambassadors, Members of Parliament, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. I confirm here today for the very first time the North-South Prize as a President of the Portuguese Republic. In so doing, I bear witness to the importance attached by Portugal to the symbolic role played by this prize and the North-South Centre and the role it plays in promoting dialogue and cooperation amongst regions, countries and neighbouring people, not limited to the Mediterranean, but covering the entire North-South dialogue. Set up in 1995 by the Council of Europe, the prize rewards commitment to the defence, and I quote, and promotion of human rights, democracy and the rule of law, as well as to the development of intercultural dialogue and the reinforcement of the North-South partnership. The Council of Europe was indeed well guided in choosing to host the North-South Centre, to choose Portugal as a host to the North-South Centre. As the Deputy Secretary General underscored, Portugal does have a history of a platform where continents, cultures and civilizations have met across the eons. As a President of the Portuguese Republic, I am proud to acknowledge amongst those awarded with the North-South Prize the likes of Mário Soares, Jorge Sampaio, António de Almeida Santos. Today, we exalt Laura Papa and Joaquim Chissano. Ms. Laura Papa distinguishes herself, thanks to an incessant struggle rooted in hers and our Greece, the cradle of European culture, but ranging outside that country, as a precursor, both on behalf of civil society and international organizations, in proning the rights of refugees, one of the foremost challenges Europe is facing in this new millennium. The problem of refugees, I should say, confronts north and south of the whole world, and demands from us full adherence to those values and principles that stand for the matrix of the Council of Europe. It calls for brave, cohesive, consequent and effective decisions going beyond short-sighted, circumstantial and selfish points of view. President Joaquim Chissano, my illustrious friend, was a precursor and an essential builder of a multi-party system in a country I only recently visited, Mozambique, our sister country, with whom Portugal shares a common history made of friendship and sharing of the ideals of peace and harmonious development. And his influence has been enlarged to a great many other places on earth and continues very much alive, as we have just borne witness to, listening to his commitment to building new paths for the future. Both individuals that we distinguished today could not have been better chosen. With very distinct life paths, they have won universal respect for the examples they stand for when it comes to brave defense of the dignity of human beings, democracy, and respect for fundamental rights. But this prize isn't just a prize of the past, but one that serves as a stimulus and as an incentive for the future. As a professor of law, I'm fully aware that it's not enough to list rights and freedoms in our constitutions or our codes. As a citizen, I'm fully aware of the wide gap between law in books and law in practice. What the awardees of this year with the North-South Prize, with the North-South Prize, have shown by their words, but mainly by their deeds, is that we must day in, day out, move from those laws, those rights inscribed in our laws, to those rights practiced on the daily life of our citizens. It is through example, as this prize shows, that we must foster universal awareness of citizenship and friendship amongst peoples, without any discriminations based on origin, race, religion, ethnicity, or gender, without any prejudice or arbitrary exclusion. Humanity is our common locus, venue, the place where we are all entitled to take residence in, to be respected in our singularity, because it's the sum total thereof that makes for the plurality of the whole, in a series of million and million of human beings, equal in dignity and rights. I hereby thank the Council of Europe, which for decades it's been developing with a view to fostering this joint cause of ours, namely of the whole of mankind, in what it has most admirable, because most diverse and most plural. And I well remember how privileged I was to have been a member of the very first delegation of a democratic Portugal to the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe in 1975, when I was part of the very first democratically elected parliament in Portugal. I thank the awardees this year, Laura Papa and Joaquim Chissano. The prize you were awarded was not fairly awarded, but most fairly, and expresses fully that Europe is in full sync with those values of freedom and human dignity you stand for. In your lives, you have contributed decisively to the well-being of thousands of people. You've saved lives. You've made better living conditions possible to untold human beings. And it is on their behalf, in a manner of speaking, that I was privileged to confer upon you the North-South Prize. The clear witness born and movingly so to the fact that the wishes of men and women is stronger than geography and all threats to totalitarianism and violence. Thank you very much for your courage and your persistence, of your unbreakable wish to serve mankind, not in abstract, not as a concept, but by serving concrete people made of flesh and bone, a great many of whom will never be aware of how much they're in your debt. Thank you very much.
Thank you, President of the Republic. Before I close this session, I would like to invite all of you present to the state room of the Parliament, where a glass of port will be served in honour of the laureates of the North-South Prize of the Council of Europe for 2015, Laura Papa and Joaquim Chissano. I declare this session adjourned.